The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
be seated. I would rather have the gospel promises with and alongside of the dark side of the soul, the dark night of the soul, today or tomorrow or 20 years from now, than to have the dark night of the soul without the gospel's promises. I would rather have a gospel appear weak and helpless in the face of the violent tragedy of children by the hands of a violent human, and to trust that really nothing separates us ultimately from the love of God in Christ Jesus, than to get to live 100 years without a gospel for my dying day. In the scope of the long eternity, I would rather have a suffering that comes from knowing a living Lord than the snap of a long existence without him on this earth. I would rather live upon the mystery of the freedom of God than the finite, broken, and sinful freedom of human will. Let us fervently pray, "Thy will be done," and live upon it, for we know the short-sightedness and the great lasting dangers of "my will be done" by billions of people. I declare to you, my sisters and brothers, that Jesus Christ, who was crucified for our sin, who took on our fully broken life so that we might have life, who revealed the very loving heart of the Father, who is not against us after all, but for us, this Jesus, this Christ, is not dead, but is the risen Lord of life. And by the mark then, chipped right on our forehead, we know that we are each a child of God, and that nothing shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Because Christ lives, we live also. And into the hands of Christ, Chip died. And I know of no other, and I don't want to know of any other one's hands that I would want Chip to be resting in. I so want to have a big chip on my shoulder today, because I don't understand the things that happen in this world, and I don't know all the workings of God, but I know that I need always holy companions, lasting friends, and a church to constantly walk with me. As Chip would say, so anyway, the long and the short of it is, this is a resurrection day. It's a getting up day. It's a Thanksgiving day. It's a Reformation day. There is such sadness because Chip was so loving, such a witness and an example, so hope-filled down to the very last day. But we are not hopeless, and we are convinced, and we gather to swap stories and to remember our husband, brother, father, beloved pastor, and friend who lives now in the life of Jesus Christ. And we desire that for us, it is no longer we who just exist in this world, but Christ who would live in us. And the life we now live, we live in his name for the glory of God. We stand on the firm foundation of the promises of the gospel, the all-embracing, grieving, claiming love of the Father, the calling life, the sending life, the promise of accompanying life of the Son, the ardor, the fiery purpose, the creative mission of the Spirit. It's a rescue mission of the Lord that called and gathered Chip for decades, decades of Christ-centered declarations, conversations, times at people's deathbeds, hospital beds, camp cots of homesick tears. the Spirit that enlightened Chip with an exemplary view of living the faith because Jesus truly lives, and made him holy to us because our Lord used him to touch our lives with the gospel. And just as he was engaged in the rescue mission of the gospel, so are we. So are we all. I pray that Chip is able to see this outpouring of love and effort and honor for him this day, because I know what he would say. This is marvelous. This is marvelous. That's the first word out of his mouth whenever anything was too wonderful to see. And this is the day the Lord has made for you and for Chip, and it is marvelous in his sight. It is so fitting to be worshiping here, you know. Here for 13 years, Chip laid hands on ordinands coming out of candidacy. Years of conversation of faith with them now ending up with his hand laid upon them for their preaching and teaching and service. Here for about a decade, Chip worked out the bus details and the word getting out about the service to be held here and all the details that went into it. Here we join with our Roman Catholic sisters and brothers, not only constantly welcoming us here, but also we join with them in remembering the loss of their bishop, Walter Sullivan, the same day as Chip. Even as they set aside space and time for our assistant to the bishop, Chip Gunston. Every time I was with Bishop Sullivan, Walter would say, "You know, Luther had it right about the grace of God." And every time I sit in here, I think about all the venerated saints of the church. For instance, on December 11th, the church remembered, and you're going to have to help me here, Jim, Lars Olsen Skrefsrud? Close enough. I'm not Norwegian. Missionary to India. And on either side of Chip's birthday, July 16th, the church remembers Vladimir, the first ruler of Russia, on the 15th, and Bartolomé de las Casas, missionary to the Indies, on the 17th. Here's the gospel being preached to all the nations that Matthew speaks. And while I don't know much about wanting to hold on to an eyelash of Mary or worship a splinter of the cross of Christ, I must confess to you that I have adored a chip of Christ. And I tell you, when the love of God is proclaimed that it's for everyone, when the church hears clearly that while it is a great time to be the church, but not a great time to play church, when the people of God are reminded that we are gathered around Christ, the center, through whom we then see one another's position and stances and issues, rather than that on issues we are lined up in straight columns with some much closer to Christ than others, and we looking back down the line upon those who just don't seem to get it nearly as closely as me. When we hear that as a church we cannot go back, but that our Lord walks with us now through this time of wilderness in this world, when we are reminded that we are to go deeper in faith, turned inside out for witness, turned upside down for service, when we are told, let's speak the truth in love, a church that is there for itself is not the church. The church, Christ-centered, grace-grounded, mission-minded, is called, gathered, gifted, and sent. We come to be church and go to be church for our neighborhood. When the sound of nails is heard pounding into Habitat for Humanity wood among hysterical laughter of college young adults, high school youth, the merry men and women of the church. When Walmart has become the field among which treasures for the gospel are found for children's talks at midnight or 4 hours to go before winter celebration begins. When the question to Papua New Guinea pastors is asked over and over, you mean the reconciliation of Christ actually takes place in the eating of the meal? In the eating of the meal? And the atonement is in the flow of the blood? When mission trips are to open eyes and hearts to the depths and the breadth of this world's broken existence so that the gospel's rescuing mission can be spoken of with holy wonder and thanksgiving. When one's own child can testify that their faith and everything they found joyous about living has come from the teaching and living example and words of the ones who confessed a living Lord as they raised them? When forgiveness is offered to you this day in these elements of bread and wine, in the midst of relationships you still cannot forgive, including yourself, because you cannot shake your addiction, because you still cannot change who you are, because still you are enraged with the powers of this world, in the hopes that yet a silent repentance still will be overwhelmed by the grace of God this day in tangible bread and wine. When prayer begins with loving God, when prayer begins by asking for what shall we pray with palms turned up and open, this is a chip of the Christ that we adore. It is the reminder of Luther that when we hear Christ has rescued me, made me his own, given his life, taken upon him my life, that I am to be a little Christ, just a chip of Christ to others, taking part in Christ's massive rescue mission to really save my neighbor, who really needs to be saved, to save this whole world. And that a chip of Christ's face is always so much stronger than the Christ that I feel in my own heart. For the Christ is the living one who, as Bonhoeffer wrote, was the one in whom the Father chose to be known in the scandal of sinful humanity, and that God continues to be sought and known in the likeness of sinful humanity. God came down to us. This season knows that. The highest came to be among the smallest, like a great marshmallow tree falling as it gives itself away, like a giving tree, like a great tall pastor down low on the floor with children, like a college counselor on his back deep in the earthly grass, speaking to the wonder of the heavens to youth, like a lifeguard standing up to his shoulders in water and talking faith with the child on a raft eye to eye, like bringing the shtick of an event down to slapstick level so that no one misses the point. God comes down to you. God comes and turns things upside down to bring us home. God goes down to hell and back to bring you home. I hated going snorkeling with Chip, not because he was built like a submarine and with large fins on his feet, moved faster than a PT boat, but because how instantly, he just threw his whole self into the freezing water in order to get on with the snorkeling. I so admired the way he just received the food in Papua New Guinea and dug in eating, looking up at my horrified face and saying, this is good. Or saying, well, it's different. He fell in love with some concoction called Sack-Sack instantly while I looked at it for 15 minutes. And the people of PNG loved him for it. A chip of Christ is always tossed into a great wager of confidence, betting all one has, putting one's whole life into it, like it is a widow's mite. It is made betting it all that the Lord is not dead but is alive, that we have come from God and are going to God. And by God, then, I will bet this whole minute, all 60 seconds with my whole life, way over my head, holding my breath, but not daring to pass up this opportunity to live this life to the fullest for the glory of God, and therefore seeing the glory of God in all of it. A chip of Christ wrote, mission. We can wrestle with the term, fight over the issues, and deny the call. Or we can wrestle with God, be united with our neighbor in Christ, and discern the call through the Holy Spirit. But it is getting in over our heads. It is betting on it all. I tell you, this synod needs a patron saint for the neighborhood in which we live, where on July 16th every year, we plan for a special time out in the neighborhood, like we're remembering the birth of our mission, which is where it all began. And on December 11th, we would do well to welcome in the neighborhood, remembering a saint who loved the message of God, taking on the flesh of the world. Mission is God's work in our hands, living and sharing the good news as ambassadors for Christ, gathering in word and sacrament, going out to speak and act. Mission, it's not primarily the job of pastors, it's the work of all the baptized as those called, gifted, and sent to serve and share the baptismal gifts of love, forgiveness, and new life. So we are now in a new mission time. Some would say it's highly problematic, but the faithful would say it's Pentecost. So we look to congregations turned inside out to share and upside down to serve as faith communities for the purpose of collaboration and extending ministries into the neighborhood, of planting a missional garden with partners so that all might be fed with the good news. All might be fed with the good news. I didn't write that. No, those were words of the patron saint of the neighborhood. No, better, that was a chip of Christ.